Chapter 26. The Gentle Dolphins, an American picture. Are dolphins really intelligent? Jonathan Moon reports from a dolphinarium in Dallas, Texas.
We meet Deborah Adams, a dolphin trainer, and her intelligent pets, Peel and Paul. A year ago, the two dolphins lived in the sea outside California. Now their home is a pool. Deborah tells us about them.
Dolphins live in groups of 20 to 25 animals. They often stay together their whole lives. It's easier for them to live in groups. They can hunt together, and they help other dolphins in trouble. For example, the mother of a newborn baby, or another dolphin, always hurries to the surface with the baby. You see, dolphins are mammals and breathe with lungs. The newborn dolphin can only hold its breath for 30 seconds.
Is it true that dolphins are the most intelligent animals on Earth?
Well, listen to this story. Just outside Rome, a dolphin took a boy to school every day across the bay. And it waited for him in the afternoon to take him back. Amazing. There are also many stories about how dolphins save people in danger. They seem to like people.
But some people kill them. Why?
Well, fishermen, for example, know that tuna fish often swim together with dolphins. So, when they want to catch tuna fish, they just look for dolphins. Then the dolphins get stuck in the nets too, and they die because they can't breathe. We must stop this. If we don't, we'll exterminate them. They're so friendly, so nice. And if you ask me, they're more intelligent than we are. And great fun, too. Watch this.
Deborah walks back to the pool and dives into the water. 5 seconds later, Peel and Paul are taking her for a ride round the pool. She is standing on their backs and she is looking very happy. The question is, are Peel and Paul happy too?